Well, thanks for joining us as we continue praying through the Bible. Let me set the context and then I'll share our passage today. David desired to build a great temple for God. But God told him, "You are not the one to build me a house to dwell in." That job was for David's son, Solomon. So David, you can't build the temple. God said no to David's prayer. How would you have responded to that? Your dream denied, your desire squelched, your effort to show love for God given to the next generation. Would you be angry or discouraged, thrown a spiritual tantrum? Would you have taken your marbles and gone home? Well, many people respond to God's no in similar ways. But check out David's response in today's passage. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 5. "For David said, 'Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, a fame and glory throughout the lands. I will therefore make preparations for it.' So David provided materials in great quantity before his death." Think about that. David spent the rest of his days making plans for a structure he would never see. David did not spend his golden years at the golf course or the beach or the tennis court or the card table. He was willing to use his experience, his influence, and his time to make preparations for a great house for the Lord, in spite of knowing he would not be around for the grand opening. How about you? What are you planting today that you will never see grow? A couple talking points. Ask God to give you a heart to invest in ministry you'll never see come to fruition, like planting trees under whose shade you will not sit. Secondly, ask God to give you passion and humility to invest in the next generation. Father, help us live our lives investing in things that will outlive us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.